Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. What say? Let's do this thing. Bob Dio on the other side, producing and engineering the Buckmaster Show. And Bob, you know, yesterday was the Chinese New Year, and I looked up, just curious, you know, it said year of the pig, and I thought, you know, I'm going to plug in my year and see, and it turns out it's my year. I guess every 12 years this comes around. There are five different year of the pig designations. Mine, way back when, a million years ago, was year of the pig with fire. This one is year of the pig, I think, with maybe water or something, but there are like five different elements in it. So, hey, this is supposed to be my year. We'll see on Buckmaster on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk, midweek edition, February the 6th, 2019. You're listening to a station that we are so darn proud about with the local programming here. You can hear my program. It's really easy. We've got the live stream at buckmastershow.com and, of course, KVOI.com also will get you with your live streaming. Our podcasts for the Buckmaster Show are at my website, buckmastershow.com, and of course those are available for you 24/7. Our live line number, 790-2040. If you would like to speak with our first guest, Councilman Paul Cunningham, joining us now on the live line. It's the lunch hour. Councilman Cunningham is an educator, and how are you today, sir?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be on the Buckmaster Show.
Well, that's so nice of you to say. Do you happen to know your designation with the Chinese zodiac?
You know, I was when I was listening to the intro, I was thinking about that, and I thought, man, I wish I did know, but I don't. I've checked before, and I can't remember what it was.
May we ask the year you were born, and I will have Bob.
1974.
All right, and we'll have Bob Dio get right on that, and he will check that out for us in a second, and we will find out what. Okay, how about that? Year of the Tiger. There you go, Paul.
Hey, all right. Yeah. Tiger. I don't even know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Sounds like it would be a good thing. How is school going over at your where you teach social studies?
It's been a great year, and our kids are working on World War II right now, which is a really fun unit to teach. And you know, it's not like when we went to school as kids, and they kind of just give you the here, the what, the when, the where, and you know, you can punch all that up in the internet in about 3 seconds now. So it's a pretty neat experience for our kids. They have a research project they work on, and they get to go review primary sources and old newsreels and go to the PMR Museum, and they do a bunch of really interactive stuff for this unit. And I'm just honored to be teaching them.
Paul, let's talk a little bit about yesterday's council meeting. Did the council go ahead with the endorsement of the Complete Streets Ordinance?
Yeah, Complete Streets is all set. It's a great philosophy. It's a guideline and it's a concept, a guiding concept and guiding principles for how we're going to do streets. Hopefully the streets that we build will be, and the streets we upgrade will take into account safety. We'll take into account all street users, everything from pedestrians to cyclists to cars. And I think what we can come out with will be a 21st and 22nd century type of street. You know, it's interesting how streets have changed. And, you know, the width of streets goes all the way back to like the Roman times on how wide wagons and chariots were. And so it's interesting how streets have evolved. And now we're back to taking a look at alternative lanes for whether it's cyclists or mini scooters or pedestrians, and you know how many feet you need on top of the number of feet you need per lane. You need about 14 feet per lane. You need about 28 feet in right of way on the side and the curves. It's pretty interesting, you know. It's a pretty interesting process, but I think that the guiding principles that we adopted yesterday will be very effective for Tucson in the years to come.
We had two pedestrians have been killed already this month on Tucson streets.
Every single one of those cases is different. Sometimes it's driver error. Sometimes it's pedestrian or not in crosswalks. Sometimes it's not lit properly. I mean, there's just so many different dangers that go into it. And I can tell you that with distracted driving, with just all the different things that go into it, we have some good months and bad months. And when it rains, it pours. I mean, sometimes they come in troves. We'll get two or three in a 2 week period, and then we won't have any for a few months. So it has its ups and downs, but we're working as fast as we can and proactively as we can for the streets to be as safe as possible.
It's 10:30. The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Paul Cunningham is a Tucson city councilman who is standing for a re-election. Do you have any competition yet?
I think someone has filed. I can't remember. I don't know if that's public yet, but somebody has filed, and I'm sure that somebody else will. I mean, you don't get to walk into office. That's not the way it should be, and voters should have a choice. And I welcome anything like that. So I'm just going to work really hard and hit the campaign trail hard. We're already started, and hopefully I'll be fortunate to come out on top again.
Mr. Cunningham is the Ward 2. Council member. He is a Democrat. Do we have a crime wave going on in town? Social media is just all lit up, Paul Cunningham, with some recent homicides. What's going on?
So we had two murder homicides on the east side, Ward 2. Again, and this was right after we'd gone like 4 months without a homicide in Ward 2. They were both isolated incidents. There's some unusual circumstances that actually we can't talk about yet because of the investigation that's pending. But those two murder suicides were basically isolated incidents in which it was a domestic issue between two partners, and so they weren't related to other crimes or a drug dealer gone bad or any of that stuff. And so it just happened that they happened within the confines of Ward 2. So that's January 20th and then yesterday. And so, and then sometimes these things happen back to back. And like I said, it's kind of like the pedestrian issues. It seems to come in waves, but I don't think this is an actual like crime wave where we have an organized crime situation in the city. We've also had a string of cigarette robberies at some convenience stores, and we have a task force working very hard on that.
How are the cops doing, Paul Cunningham?
Well, I think the cops are doing much better than we were about a year ago. We're going as fast as we can. My goal is to get us to about 22 officers, about 22 police officers per 10,000 people by the end of the year. By the end of next fiscal year. We went all the way down to like 14 or 15, and we're slowly but surely building it back up. Part of the problem is we just can't train people fast enough. I mean, we can't even get enough. We can't get enough trainees to replenish the force fast enough to build that force readiness back up. But we're going as fast as we can. We've had some transfers in from other departments. We've had some people come back after leaving our department, and we've had three consecutive full academies in a row. And we're going to continue to go as fast as we can to rebuild that force. Ultimately, I'd like to see us have 1,100 uniformed officers. And then above that, have the CSOs answering calls too. I think that would definitely help us. The other thing that can help us is the TC3 call load reduction. And that's where you have 911 calls and frequent flyer calls, and you have a significant number of people who use the 911 all the time. And I want to, they call maybe 4, 5, 6 times a month. Some people do. And we have a CC3 program that can refer them to some social services to maybe curb that number of calls. So I think if we do that, we'll have the response time. When we have pretty good response times, as it is for like 90% of calls right now, we have coverage where we need it, but it doesn't hurt to improve it.
Paul Cunningham is with us, Ward 2, Tucson City Council member, Democrat. You are listening to 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. We're going to take a break right here. Councilman Cunningham, do you like bakery goods?
I always love bakery goods. I'm always good for a donut or a bagel.
There you go. That's music to the ears of owner Steve up at Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's located northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Stop by right now for lunch. I mentioned yesterday that Ann and I had a fabulous lunch at Mona's on Sunday. I had that hot turkey with the red bell pepper. Some beautiful cheese on that, toasted rustic bread. Oh, my goodness. Throw in a bag of chips, and then how about a beautiful chocolate chip cookie or one of their fabulous brownies for dessert? I've got Bob Dio on the other side of the glass there just ready to go. Yeah, it's lunchtime. I know. Stop by Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, and monasdanishbakery.com. And, of course, there's a link on the Buckmaster Show website. There's a link to all of our great partners, the people who make this program, the name of the show, Buckmaster, the name of the station, 1030, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, tours daily, biosphere2.org.
The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
We're trusted local news and talk. I'm Bill Buckmaster, and I like to call myself Tucson's most trusted voice, so it fits very well in with the station's logo. On the live line, Paul Cunningham. Paul, I'm going to get to you in one moment, but I want to tell all of our listeners about Zocalo over at Green Things. Zocalo has an extraordinary collection of Talavera pottery, antiques, fine art, handmade furniture, lighting, home accessories and gifts, plus, of course, 13 acres of amazing plants and trees and annuals and more at Green Things. They're at 3384 East River, open daily, couple of websites, greenthingsaz.com or zocalovillage.com. All right, now let's talk about, do some heavy lifting here with Paul Cunningham. The budget, you had a budget retreat. I believe my friend Joe Ferguson wrote about this Monday in the Star. Was it over the weekend?
No, it was Monday afternoon, Monday afternoon.
How did it go? And give our listeners kind of the bottom line as we start to sort this out.
There's about a lot of ins and outs and what have yous, but it's a fun, it's actually a really neat situation for me as a councilman. When I first came to the city council, our total general fund budget was somewhere between $405, $410 million. This year, it's going to be around $525, $530 million. We've, over an eight-year period, we've increased our general fund budget by $100 million. Most of that's due to the economy improving, the economy of Tucson improving. So that's a really good thing. It also frees up some money because we were able to pass a couple of bond issues over the last 5 years. We were able to get some road work done. We're able to buy some new police equipment. And we're able to do some things that allow us to make some of the capital improvements, the capital necessities we have, address them, including $5 million for parks that we have that just got issued. And we had a few money left over, so we're able to add some extra police officers. We're able to start some of the parks projects early to save us some money on maintenance this year. So there's all these things that are happening a little bit by little bit. So then the real question is that you get down to the nitty gritty and you go do your blocking and tackling and you get through all the stuff that we did last year, same service delivery. And then you say, okay, so what do we do with the extra money we have over to upgrade? Well, a couple things. One is we got to put a little away. We don't want to be in a situation where we get caught off guard and we run out of money in one fiscal year. So we've got to put a little away just to save. Then you get into the other things. All right, how many extra police officers are we going to add? How many firefighters are we going to add? How many? How much are we going to give something to the employees who went several years without raises and really haven't gotten back up to, you know, market equality as far as wages go? Some of our lowest paid workers. So you have all these different things kind of circling around. You really have to say, okay, what are we going to do? One of the ones we talked about is some of our neighborhood roads. We weren't able to really pay. We've made a dent in the needs in some of the neighborhoods that needed new paving and new roads, but we haven't gotten all of them. And so maybe we can put a little money into that. And so when you get through it, I don't think we're going to do one big thing all at once. What I think what's going to happen is we're going to probably do a little bit at a time. It's going to be a process. And hopefully we'll still experience, and then we're also going to be careful about how much we project growth. We had 7 to 8% growth last year economically, locally. I don't think we're going to have a year like that again. But if we project out a 2% growth or 1.5% growth and are a little cautious and have a plan on how we're going to maintain our service delivery and incrementally build these things over a three, four, five-year period, I think we can accomplish all of those goals. And, you know, some of it won't happen overnight, and some people will feel slighted because they're in the back of the line to the front of the line, but they may have more money in the back line. So there's all these different things that go into that decision-making process, and I think the most important thing we can be is we have to work as a team, and we have to be as pragmatic as possible in making those decisions. Right now, I'm confident that we should be able to add at least some, not only some civilian paramedics, but also add some firefighters back in the mix. I think we should probably add another 20 police officers on top of the 20 that we're adding. I'd like to see us at least get an extra square quarter mile of paving for neighborhoods in each ward. So those are modest, and then I'd like to bump that lowest pay possible, the lowest wage we have for entry level workers to, you know, at least $12.85, $13 an hour, maybe even $13.20 in the next 2 or 3 years. Those are the goals that I have when you really get down to specifics. And then finally, you know, there's some other things we probably can do that are philosophical that aren't possibly budget. For instance, as I talked about in the show before, I'd like to put on the ballot this year to allow for grade separator interchanges specifically and only at Broadway and, Golf Links and Craycroft and Golf Links and Swan. So those are some of the things I'd like to work on, and those are some of the things I'd like to see happen with this process in the next year for Tucson, because I think I'll prove Tucson considerably.
All right. We're speaking with Paul Cunningham, Ward 2, Tucson City Councilman, Democrat. And I think it is an election year that every question is going to pop up about every interview will have this question in it. Are you for the Sanctuary City movement that's underway in the city, Paul Cunningham?
I can't support it. I can't support that measure right now. I don't think it's going to be it boxes us into a corner right now, and there are some unintended consequences. Philosophically, I understand why we want to be a sanctuary city, but I think we could end up being penalized by not only our state, but by the federal government. And some of the money we rely on to fund daycare, to fund medical assistance for people, to fund federal housing programs, I don't really want to risk any of that. So that's kind of where I'm at. And it's too early for me to, I just can't support it right now.
Paul Cunningham, I want to ask you about what appears to be now a three-way race for the mayor, three Democrats, Regina Romero running, the current council member, former gubernatorial candidate Steve Farley, and downtown Tucson advocate Randy Dorman will officially announce early next week. Now, will you sit on the sidelines, Paul Cunningham, or will you get behind one of these candidates?
Well, first thing about Tucson is that I just want to say we're really lucky to have three such terrific candidates, and really four when you think about it, with Ed Ackerley. He's running as an independent, but he's been a lifelong Democrat as well. He's kind of taken the alternate road. But we have some great people setting up what Tucson's all about. I've served with Regina Romero for 7 years on the council. She's served very honorable. I've been friends with Steve Farley for 2 decades. And I've known Randy Dorman through in this process, and she's one of the nicest people I know. So it's really been a difficult task for me to try to choose a side. I look forward to working with all three of them, but I don't think it makes any sense for me to alienate myself from one of them, because one of them could be my mayor.
Right.
And I think that I also serve on the council with one of them, so to endorse for her or against her could hurt how I do my job. And I think that's one of the things you got to concentrate on is right now I'm a public servant first, and I'm a candidate second. And it's always going to be that way as long as you're an incumbent. And you've just got to understand what's the best situation for you as far as meeting the needs of your service. Meeting the needs of my service is to not take a side in this particular issue.
All right, I've got about 1 minute left. What about the Sugar Skulls?
Well, I think we're really excited. I think that, you know, if this Pactel Stadium, I don't think it's called Pactel Stadium anymore, if this giant stadium deal with the Raiders doesn't go through, there's an opportunity there. I think it's about a 1 in 100 shot, but that's the one I'm really excited about. As far as Sugar Skulls go, it's another 9 nights at the TCC, and that TCC just continues to gain momentum and gain the number of nights that it's occupied and used. Moreover, as a sports fan, you got to love that we're bringing arena football, big-time arena football to Tucson, and I look forward to us beating whatever team it is from Phoenix next year.
There you go. All right, Paul Cunningham, thank you very much. We'll let you get back to your task at school. We appreciate your time with us during the lunch hour on the Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice. Thank you, Paul.
Bob, thank you very much for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you. Paul Cunningham on the trusted local news and talk station, 1030 The Voice. It is Buckmaster. It's midweek edition. Coming up next, he's in the house, Ryan Hansen. We're going to talk travel. It's travel talk. I'm so excited about the Bon Voyage travel show that I will be a part of. Coming up on 2 weeks from Sunday, we're going to hear all about that from Ryan Hansen next on Buckmaster on 1030 The Voice.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Time for our insider travel talk on Buckmaster with our travel contributor. We're always so pleased to have Ryan Hansen with us in studio. First time Rhino has been in our brand new facility. We call it the 1030 Broadcast Center. Ryan Hansen is President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel, serving travelers now for more than 40 years. There's 75, at least 75 Bon Voyage travel experts in the four offices. They're standing by right now. They can and will create your trip of a lifetime. And all you have to do is check out bvtravel.com. That's the first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Rhino, how are you?
I'm great. Boy, is it nice to be in these studios. And it's great to see the investment that this studios have been making.
Bustos Media has made a big investment, and I think it's wonderful that they believe so in a local talk, and that's what we're all about. I am so excited, not only about having you on today and, of course, the new studio, but I'm excited about what's going to happen 2 weeks from Sunday.
Oh, what a big event we're having. It's our annual travel showcase, and Bill, and you've been there before, so you know what it's all about. So if people are asking, why would I go to a travel show? Well, our first and foremost idea is to inspire. We want to inspire you to find a new destination, a new way of traveling for 2019 and beyond. And so February 24th at the Hilton El Conquistador from 11 to 4 p.m., we're going to have over 40 travel partners set up in a trade show style for one. So they'll be all spread out amongst one of the big ballrooms there at El Conquistador for you to walk around, meet and greet them, learn about who they are and how they travel, where they go. Obviously, we encourage you to interact with our staff, which will be sprinkled in throughout the entire showcase floor room. But one of the things I'm most excited about is our presentations. And these are breakout opportunities.
The breakout opportunities.
This is best to dive in a little bit more into what these partners really are and what they do.
We keep hearing about river cruises. The folks I talk to in Tucson, and I talk travel with a lot of people in this town, they love river cruises.
They do. And we've talked about it before on the show. We've sprinkled in some best practices of river cruising. But if I were someone looking at the presentation schedule, and we encourage you to go to our website, you've already mentioned it, but bvtravel.com, all of the details are there. Find out the presentation schedule and pick out the one or two or 10 different ones that you want to attend. But there would be two I'd like to kind of point out a little bit that might be
those.
The best.
Okay.
And it's not because I'm presenting, but I am presenting. And so at 11:15 on the 24th in the Coronado Room, I'd like for you to come visit with me. And what I'm going to present is River Cruise 101. This is geared towards someone who has never been on a river cruise before, and they just don't know where to start. Which river cruise line? What are the differences? I will give you the unfiltered, unbiased, unedited version. And in fact, things that maybe the river cruise lines aren't going to tell you about each other, because they're all going to say best food, best experience. I'll tell you all the differentiators. So come see me at 11:15. And then I would also encourage you to go see Uniworld at 1:20. That's a brand that a lot of people are not familiar with. They've heard of Avalon. They've heard of Viking for sure. But who is Uniworld? It's a boutique river cruise company that really fashions their ships and makes them specific to the destination where they're sailing. So if you're sailing along the Seine in France, it's a French-inspired decor. If you're on the Danube in Austria, it's more of an Austrian Venetian style on the ship. So it's a boutique hotel on the water.
Yeah, Bob Dio just pulled that up on my screen, Ryan, and they're a five-star organization, this Uniworld. And you know, you mentioned it's not just Europe when you talk about river cruising. You can do Asia.
You can do the Mekong. You can do Africa on the Zambezi Queen with the waterways. And who would have thought that you could do
the
that?
African Queen with Bogart.
I mean, you can
do all these great things on the river.
Absolutely.
Okay, river, of course, the iconic cruise. We think of ocean cruising.
We can. And what I'd like for you to think about is everyone's heard of Viking river cruises. Well, in the last couple of years, they have made some significant investments and have five ocean cruising vessels. So they've taken now the concept of what you've seen on river. So if you've sailed on Viking River and love that experience, no casinos, no kids, lots of dining options, then Viking Cruises for the ocean side is something you should take a look at 12:30. One of my favorite cruise partners is Oceania. See them at 1:45. But then if you're not wanting to fly to Europe, you don't want to be on an airplane forever, you want to stay close to home, come at 1:20 to see American Cruise Line. These are cruises that are all around the United States. They also have river cruising in the United States. You can sail along the Columbia or the Snake or the Mississippi, where you're not having to fly on an airplane for 8 or 9 hours. It can avoid that hassle.
Oh, Columbia River, so many great opportunities. We were up in that area last October. I love that area. So you don't have to take a long flight. You've got this backyard cruising. So
backyard, and you don't have to compromise in the accommodations. So it's not like you're stepping down in your level of service or level of bedding and accommodations and food.
We're speaking with Ryan Hansen on 1030, the voice trusted local news and talk. It's our travel talk segment. We're talking about the big travel showcase, Bon Voyage Travel, coming up 2 weeks from Sunday. And of course, what about land? That's always a key component.
Yeah, you and I talk so much about cruising that the listeners may say, well, I don't cruise, so why should I come? We have 20 suppliers that are coming, of our partners that have the opportunity to travel not on water. And there's a couple different styles. I would encourage you to come talk to us about just doing it on your own and what we could provide versus just booking a hotel and the different rail passes or car rentals or getting the to and fro. But I would love for you to go visit Insight Vacations at 1255. This is an escorted vacation. And a lot of people think, oh, I don't want to be with 50 people I don't know on a bus being herded around. Insight Vacations does it a little bit differently. They have less people on the bus, so you have more business class seating on the motor coaches. And they have later start times, so you're not up at 6 in the morning to get to the next destination. They do some very unique offerings that that presentation will highlight. So see them at 1255. And if you're looking for something really unique, I'd love for you to go see Backroads at 210. And what Backroads is all about is bicycling through Europe.
Wow.
And so it's not like you have to be prepared and well, I have to do the El Tour de Tucson first, and then I can go on this trip.
They do a leisurely kind of thing?
This is for the average cyclist or even the novice cyclist with and varying degrees of levels of physical fitness. But boy, you want to talk about something hot. In Croatia, using a 14-day itinerary where you are moving about Croatia on a bicycle throughout the day. Not the 100-mile rides. I'm talking a lot less than that. So they combine motor coach with the bicycle, so it gets you out in the countryside in a beautiful setting.
Boy, arrive at the travel showcase with a open mind for some great opportunities to talk about some places you might not have ever heard of, and that's kind of where you and I are going to come in with our afternoon presentation.
Oh, I can't wait. You and I a couple of years ago did this. We do this every month practically. We talk about destinations is the best part of travel is all about the destination. So at 3 o'clock, all of your listeners, I think, would be encouraged. They know that you are extremely well-traveled. Yes. You and I are going to have a battle royale for the top destinations of 2019.
We're going to do our top 10. Yeah, or do our top 10, then we'll have an audience vote. No, I don't know if there'll be an audience vote, but it's going to be interesting because there's going to be some destinations in there that I kind of think are sort of run below the radar screen that folks may not have thought of.
And I think you and I both are going to be tapping into destinations we've been, so we've got the local knowledge. But I think, and just to tease the audience a little bit, there might be a bucket list or two items that you haven't even traveled to that you're looking to possibly see.
There is at least one, and that's one of those back of the minds, oh my goodness, I'd love to do that trip. But no, other than that, I would say 90% of these destinations I have been to and kind of can really give you the inside scoop.
And that's the best part, I think, of this travel showcase is it touches on a lot of different things. If you know what you want to do, we can help you.
Right.
If you're not sure, I want to go on a cruise, but I'm not sure which one. Or in this case, come see us. I just want to travel this year. Or where should we plan for 2020? That's the biggest conversation piece in our office is future planning is better. So put those bucket list items. If you say, well, I've always wanted to go, but let's wait until, bring that forward. Don't wait, because you may not be as physically active as you plan to be in the next 5 to 10 years. You may not financially be in that spot. This is the time to make those plans. And I loved your comment. Come with an open mind.
Yep.
And if you do that, come see me. I have another presentation that I would encourage people to come visit me on at 1255. I'll be dispelling the myths and misperceptions of expedition travel.
Wow.
So talking into, well, I'm maybe not as young as I would like to be to go on that expedition trip, or I'm not as physically fit or a scientist. I'm just kind of teasing a little bit of some of those misperceptions. I'd love to pair you up with destinations and partners of ours that can help you overcome those. And really, if you have a curiosity, if you have an adventurous spirit, you want to, you've seen it all and want to do something that no one else has done, and have that dinner conversation place, start with our conversation at 12:55 on Expedition Travel.
Now, what about reservations?
All you need to do is go to bvtravel.com, and our showcase page is right there on the front page. You can click there, and registration and the event are free. This is not a paid event, so come and join us. And all you'll need to do is put your name and email and phone number information in there. We'd love to be able to contact you. I mean, we're hoping to work with you, but come and test us out. If you think you've done it on your own and you don't need us, it costs you nothing to validate that by coming to see us on Sunday, February 24th.
And venue has changed for those who have been to other Bon Voyage Travel Showcase. It's a new destination this year.
Yes, the El Conquistador Hotel. We're trying that out. It's, I think, a little bit better layout in some cases, and a wonderful spot for us. They are hosting us and have been very gracious to open their arms. And I think the
plenty of parking.
And I think the attendees will find the flow very easy to move.
Look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Oh, Bill, we're going to have fun. I know
we are.
That.
Ryan Hansen, bvtravel.com. That'll be the starting place, not only for the travel showcase, but the first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Ryan, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Bill.
It's 10:30. The Voice, trusted local news and talk. It's Buckmaster. We continue talking about this Saturday's 39th annual Fort Lowell Day over at Fort Lowell Park. That's coming up next.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hansen, and we're excited to announce that our annual travel showcase has a new location, new presentations, and exciting new offers. Sunday, February 24th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton El Conquistador. We'll have over 40 travel representatives offering a presentation and your chance to learn about where they go, who they are, and their exciting offers. I will also be presenting an unfiltered look at travel topics, so you do not want to miss the 2019 Travel Showcase from Bon Voyage.
If you're looking for a great getaway, one of our fine sponsors is Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just a three-hour drive from Tucson. It's a beautiful portion of the southwestern United States and specifically southwestern New Mexico. A great starting place, Southwest New Mexico. Just spell that out, .org for the complete list of the great places to stay. And there's so many recreation opportunities in historic Silver City and in the area of the Gila National Wilderness. It's a beautiful area, Grant County, New Mexico. Coming up this Saturday, the 39th annual Fort Lowell Day. Charlie Boyd is with us. Charlie has been a member of the old Fort Lowell Neighborhood Association for many years. Charlie, thank you for coming.
Hey, thank you for inviting me. Glad to be here.
Tell me a little bit about what makes this area where you live, Fort Lowell area, so special.
Well, there's a lot of things, but I can tell you that the history is probably what brings most people, which comes to most people's mind. The fort obviously was a military facility in the late 1800s, and it was disbanded and abandoned. And after that, families moved in to build homes, have ranches, and built a chapel. And from them, the rest of the neighborhood kind of grew, but all that history is still there. And so for Fort Lowell Day, which is this Saturday, we honor those people who are descendants of who we call the Fortenos, the people of the fort. That's how it started, and it originally was just a reunion for them. Now it is a celebration that involves the entire city. Anybody is welcome to attend, and we have something for everybody.
Do you have some of the original families that come?
Yes, some descendants of the original families.
Yes,
they come. They have sort of a separate reunion in the morning. They attend Mass in the chapel, and then they have a little get-together after that. But yes, we do see them every year.
For folks that don't know, where is the chapel, and how did that come about?
Well, the chapel is on Fort Lowell Road, just west of Craycroft. It was built by the Fortenos, the original settlers around the fort, in 1932. And it was a Catholic church for a while, and then it was deconsecrated when they built St. Cyril's. And it then was basically sold and used as a residence, as an art gallery. The old Fort Lowell Neighborhood Association purchased it in 1991 from an artist's estate. And decided that we were going to make it the centerpiece of our neighborhood. It was restored. It's now on the National Register of Historic Places. And we rent it to anyone who wants to use it for weddings. We have some memorials there and some other things. It's really the centerpiece of our neighborhood.
How many can the chapel accommodate, Charlie? What's the seating roughly in there?
We can put 100 people in it. Mm-hmm. And it's so historic, has such a wonderful feel that when people come to look at it, thinking about renting it for a wedding, I'm told 80% of the people rent it right on the spot.
Wow.
It's just right for them. It's size limited, but it has a lot of other advantages, and it's beautiful.
So when the Fort Lowell was decommissioned, Charlie Boyd, in 1891 and abandoned, you had, I guess, Mexican farmers, ranchers began moving into the area. What happened to those ruins of the fort? They weren't ruins, of course, when it was abandoned initially, but they became ruins. What's happened to that area?
Well, a lot of it, those buildings are gone.
Right.
Interestingly, what I didn't know until a few years ago is that Craycroft Road actually was put through the fort. The fort, in its original state, it included both the north, both the east and west sides of Craycroft Road. Craycroft was put through there many years ago. Many of those buildings, we've been able to save, and they're now preserved. And there are a number of historic homes, and that's part of what people do when they come to Fort Lowell Day is they take tours of the facilities that are there. They can see the commissary. They can see the officers' quarters. And they can see a number of the historic homes that are still occupied.
How about the Troop B? Are they going to be performing, or B Troop?
Yeah, they are. They're a wonderful part of...
They're out from Fort Huachuca, right?
Yes, they are. Okay. They're a memorial group. They mm-hmm. ride in on horses.
Wow.
They lead a procession over to the church before Mass, and then they go back to Fort Lowell, and they perform a variety of drills for a while, and... a big part of that, they tell me, is that, yes, it's fun to watch, but the children love to come and be around the horses.
Sure. That's going to be about 12:30 in the mm-hmm. afternoon. At 1 o'clock, our friend, and he's one of our two dozen contributors in this program, historian Ken Scoville, so I want to give Ken a plug. He'll be giving a special presentation on the fort and the surrounding area at the San Pedro Chapel.
That's correct. That's first time this year mm-hmm. that we've had Ken come in and do that. And I saw a preview of that over the weekend, and it really is interesting. Yeah. He knows so much about the area and about our state. He's a great person to listen to.
Now, is there an admission charge?
No. Everything that's one of the fun things about it. Fort Lowell Day is free. The Neighborhood Association puts it on. Tucson Medical Center as a sponsor. I mean, they give us some money to help defray our costs, but we put it on. The only thing you might pay for it would be the food trucks if you decide to get something to eat. There are food trucks along Fort Lowell Road. It's free. The other thing that's neat about it is that we have something for everyone that people don't realize. It's not just history. There are things to see. There's music. There are things for children. They can build adobe bricks like the buildings were made from. They can put together paper flowers. There's truly something for everyone.
What time would you suggest people arrive?
Well, a lot of neat stuff happens right at noon. That's when we have the flag raising. Mm-hmm. Councilman Cunningham will be there along with the mayor to raise the flag in the park. And then things begin. If you're not a person who really wants to do a lot of walking, TMC is operating a shuttle, so people can go from the park itself over to TMC and see some of their historic buildings and then go back on the other side of Craycroft to where the chapel is located. So there's just so much to do.
Charlie Boyd is with us on 10:30 The Voice. Charlie's been involved with the Old Fort Lowell Neighborhood Association for years. He's just a wealth of information. The appropriate guest for us, certainly, to have as we preview the 39th annual Fort Lowell Day. Let's see if we can work a quick caller in who wants to know about the chapel. The caller had to leave, but I can give you the question, courtesy of my wonderful producer, Bob Dio. And the question is, Charlie Boyd wants to know, generally, what is the rental rate for the chapel?
The rental rate...
I know it varies, probably.
It varies a bit.
Give us kind of the range.
For a wedding on a weekend, you know, which is the prime time, and a reception, is about $2,000.
Okay.
But the advantage to that, if I could throw in a side plug.
Please do.
They rent it. They get it for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no extras. We have a storeroom full of tables, chairs, some decorations. So a lot of people who are trying to have a nice wedding on a budget find that this is attractive to them.
Wow.
They can come there, have their own food if they'd like. But they don't have to pay for all the extras. We have them.
Okay. And one other thing that is going to go on at 10 a.m., this looks like it's going to be fun. It's a vintage baseball game. And, of course, baseball's been around in the United States forever. Late 1880s style baseball. Bisbee Black Sox will play a doubleheader against the Tucson Saguaros.
Yes. It's... and it's not like baseball as we know it today, and they are very careful to stay with the rules and the dress of that period. And the pitcher is called the hurler. And many of the rules are different. It's really quite something to see, and they're very emphatic about this. When I've talked to them, this is an actual game. This isn't a representation.
Okay.
They actually play a baseball game.
Very good. Charlie Boyd, thank you very much. We encourage everyone to join you and the whole community at the 39th annual Fort Lowell Day. Thank you, Charlie.
No, you're welcome.
Speaking of baseball, I don't know if he's going to talk about any baseball, but Steve Rivera is coming up next. Eye on the Ball is the name of his sports show. which is just doing so well for us. I'm Bill Buckmaster on behalf of my guest Charlie Boyd, Bob Dio on the other side of the glass. My engineer producer, Bob, does such a great job. It is 10:30, The Voice. I'm Buckmaster. We'll see you tomorrow at 12:04. Have a great afternoon.